Blog Talk Radio.
It's time to flip the switch. The Rabbit Ears Broadcasting Network is on the air.
Has anybody got the guts?
But you are something, let me tell you. You are really something.
I don't like putting my television on in the living room. I only do it maybe odd days, like you said, because I don't want to burn out the bowl.
Right on this, like giving me a bottle of water and leave the water out of it.
But what will you do, though? So, you put your pants.
Because our opinion is all that matters.
I can't hear a word you're saying.
In the scope of the universe, in the scope of this universe, how is that, what, how does that even matter?
Oh, yeah. Really?
Welcome to the 2G Show.
Welcome to the 2G Show, April the 9th, 2016, coming to you from beautiful Southwest Florida. If you can package a day and keep it all year round, this will be the day. 80 degrees, 50s at night, beautiful day here in Southwest Florida. We're glad you joined us here wherever you are on the Blog Talk radio station. This is MG. Of course, I'm joined each and every show. He's capable, he's funny. It's Gigi. How you doing, G?
What do you say? What do you hear?
All right. Let's get some business out of the way before we get going. You can listen to us on your electronics, on your phone. You can dial 619-393-6728. You can listen. You can also hit the one button. That gets you into the lobby, and we can get you on the show, which we encourage. We're also in the chat room. Both of us are in there at blogtalkradio.com / the 2Gs. T-H-E, the number 2-G-S, the 2Gs, and you can interact with us there. All right there, brother. What's going on today?
All right, just before I get into something, I want everybody to know that there's a scam going on out there, an IRS scam. They're calling up people, telling it's a final notice, and that the IRS is filing a lawsuit against you. So if anybody gets a phone call like that, I just recommend that it is a scam. Until found out, the IRS will never call you. Okay? They will send a letter in case anything happened like that. But I want to make everybody aware out there that there is a scam going out there. So be aware.
Good,
anyway,
good information.
Well, anyway, this week we lost a giant in the country music business. It was the great Merle Haggard passed away this week. And in case people don't know who Merle Haggard was because of our young audience, here's a little thing on his one of his big hits.
We don't take a trip on LSD. We don't burn a draft card down on Main Street. We like living right, being free. We don't
singing Okie from Muskogee, one of his big hits. We have lost the country music singer Merle Haggard this week, so condolences go out to the Haggard family from the 2G show.
Okay, I guess when we're only off 1 week, well, not even a week, we had it last week, we don't get as many, which is a good thing. It'd be nice if we got no obituaries, that'd be a good thing. No one died, as far as we know. All right, brother, two movies I want to talk about real, not too long here, but real quick, the Batman versus Superman. I know you've seen it, you enjoyed it. Real quick, not to give anything away, I did not like it. I'm a Superman fan, he's my favorite. I don't think this does any justice to him, in my opinion. I didn't like Ben Affleck. I went in there trying to give him a pass, but I just didn't like him. And Lex Luthor character, Jesse Eisenberg, or whatever his name is, overacting, didn't like that. And the last thing is, maybe back to the days when Superman was on television, or even during the Christopher Reeve in the 70s, when Superman was not only the good guy, and he still is, but people recognized him as a good guy. I don't need all this political crap, and now Superman, we don't know if he's good, if he's bad. I didn't like any of that. I thought Wonder Woman was fantastic in it, but I did not enjoy the movie. I know you did. So that was my take on that. Then a movie you told me about, and I know you told me in the pre-production how to say it. How you say it, brother?
Scario.
About a movie about the drug war. And let me tell you, this movie was fantastic, brother. You told me about it. And that how you say his name? Benicio del Toro? Is that how you say it?
Benicio del Toro.
Fantastic in this movie. And real briefly, it's about the drug war. And you don't know who's good or who's bad anymore, basically. And real quick, but I've been saying this for years, the drug war that started in 1970 under Nixon has been an abysmal failure, brother. If you want drugs tonight, you can go get drugs. We're not stopping any drugs. The only thing we're doing is millions of people, brother, hundreds of thousands of innocent people, including children, have been killed through the drug cartel and and all the drug war that's going on. Let me ask you, brother. How many people, have you ever heard of the beer cartel?
Nope.
No. How about the cigarette cartel?
Nope.
No. No one's dying over beer as far as drug wars and things like this. You legalize this stuff. If people want to do drugs, let them do it. We should put the same rules we put in for alcohol. You can't drink and drive. And we have tests now that are out there that can, test people immediately if they're on something. And these people are dying, and nothing is getting done. And that movie, anyway, brother, that movie was fantastic. Thanks for recommending that movie. That was really, really good movie, brother.
Yeah, I thought you would like it. When I watched it, man, I loved the movie, and I figured it would be a movie that you would enjoy. Because, as you said, you really don't know who's a good guy, who's a bad guy, you have to go over the line to try to stop this, but I agree with you.
Right.
I mean, you can't fight this this war. You can't win this war, so you might as well take it over. Let the people do what the hell they want to do, and have more control and take the control away from the drug cartels and get a better handle on this thing.
Yeah, the only way you would stop it is if people didn't want to do it. But 20% of the population want to do drugs. That's just it. I mean, it's not good for them. People shouldn't be smoking crystal meth or shooting up heroin. It's terrible. But the fact of the matter, they want to do it, you do it. Anyway, brother, that was a fantastic movie. The acting was fantastic in that. And so that's my little take on that. We agreed on that one. We disagreed because you gave your take on you like the Batman versus Superman. It was a horrible movie. I just didn't really enjoy it. All right, brother, let's move on. You were talking about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. You told me came out with their new inductees. And I don't know anyone so far. So you're going to let the audience here, our listeners, know. Who are the musicians getting in?
Okay, well, no, it's called the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Why, I don't know, because it's It's not only rock and roll. Other people get in it. But I guess there is a music in the Hall of Fame. I don't know if there's, you know, I guess there is one. But anyway, it's called the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And this year's inductees are Steve Miller, Deep Purple, Cheap Trick, Chicago, who I figure was in already, and NWA. And we all know who NWA is. It's niggas with attitudes. And that movie came out straight out of Compton, but they went into the Hall of Fame. And I was thinking, there are bands. If I told you, are they in or out, or would you say they should get in or shouldn't get out? Because I was kind of surprised of a list of bands or even individual artists that are not in it. But I was surprised, first of all, that one of my favorite bands is not in the Hall of Fame, and that is Yes. How do you put in these other bands? I mean, that Deep Purple was good. Cheap Trick was good. You know, Steve Miller, I mean, their hits. But how do you not put in Yes into the Hall of Fame is beyond me. And also, I wonder, the Moody Blues. They had one of the greatest hits of all time, Night in White Satin. They had other great hits, the Moody Blues. They're not in the Hall of Fame. But NWA is in the Hall of Fame. And you got, you know, I mean, you got Madonna, you got, you know, stuff like that. They're in the Hall of Fame. But I can't understand how the Moody Blues and Yes, even a band that maybe most people don't know, you know, I mean, like a band like Bon Jovi with all their great hits, they're not in the Hall of Fame. Journey, a great band like Journey, they're not in the Hall of Fame. I mean, I just don't understand this Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, how you get in and how you don't get in it. It's crazy, brother. But what do you think of the Steve Miller, Deep Purple, Cheap Trick, NWA, and Chicago getting into the Hall of Fame before our great Dave Mason individual? He doesn't get in, but these people get in. How do you feel about that?
I am surprised Chicago. I'm stunned that they're not in there. I'm stunned. I know it has to be, I mean, I don't know if you know this. I think it's supposed to be 25 years after your first recorded hit, brother, before you're eligible. Is that the way it works?
I'll be honest with you, I'm really not up to date on the Rock and Roll. Maybe you have a little insight on that. I don't have it, but
I think it has to be 25 years after you're formed or something like this. I think that's one of the criteria. The other criteria, I don't know. Chicago, I have no problem with. I either think we're putting too many people in, like you said, it's a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and then you got Madonna in there, Michael Jackson. I don't know if that's... But if you're going to put all these people in, I don't have any problems. NWA, I don't even know anything about them. I've heard the name. I don't know if they should be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I mean, this doesn't make any sense. I don't have any problem with Chicago, even Cheap Trick. I don't have any problem with Deep Purple and Steve Miller. But if you're going to put Steve Miller in, I don't understand why Dave Mason doesn't get in, even though he's in with Traffic. And I tell you, before Dave Mason gets in, they'll put Steve Winwood in there. So, I mean, I'm on board with this. Now, with Chicago, brother, what's his name be there? Is he part of the founding members? What's his name? Michael McDonald. Is he part of the original Chicago, or is he coming afterwards?
Well, Mike McDonald is more, he's part of the Doobie Brothers.
Oh, I'm sorry, brother, Doobie. No, I'm thinking about something different. I'm thinking about Peter Cetera. That's what I'm thinking of. Peter Cetera.
Any
Will he
living
go in with
member.
Chicago? Okay.
Yeah, he's with Chicago, Peterson. Any leading member is supposed to show up. For instance, Cheap Trick, I think it was the drummer left the band, and there it was a big thing over them that they pretty much hated each other, and they got another drummer, Cheap Trick. He's going to show up. I can't even think of his name right now, but he will be there. All the members are supposed
to be there.
Who plays, though?
Like, if you, for example, I didn't know. I didn't watch it when Van Halen got in, and usually they play a song. What band members play? Does a current guy play? How does that work like that?
They usually have one song where they, you know, the original members that are there. Okay, some of them I know, you know, that one guy who shot himself, you know. Lamb, what was his name? Lamb or something? Anyway, I think they what they do is they have one song with the original members, and then they'll have you know, the other members come in and play.
Okay. So, again, I don't really have any problem with these people getting in this year, NWA, but I think we should make a distinguish with the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and then maybe something different, because when you get NWA in there, to me, it cheapens it. Not that they're not that talented. Not saying they're not talented. But, you know, you're not going to see Chicago in the, you know, the Rap Music Hall of Fame. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I just think that it's too broad.
Yeah. And so one thing on the Steve Miller, he didn't want to show up. He says it's a disgrace. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is a disgrace. The way they treat people, the body, you know, he was on his high horse, you know, blah, blah, blah. But, but I have to show up just because of the fans. So he did show up, and they did do some songs, which will be aired at the end of this month.
All right, well, that's good. I think that's so stupid when they get in that high horse like this. You know, you're being acknowledged, and you should be grateful. But, yeah, I don't have a problem with that, but I don't see something like Dave Mason. Like I said, Steve Winwood will get in before Dave Mason will get in.
What about?
They just love Steve.
How about Peter Frampton? He's not in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
He's one of the greatest.
I'm sorry, Peter Frampton.
Live album
band, yes,
all
not,
time.
Yes. Yeah, I agree. Peter Frampton should get. He will get in there. Yes, I'm stunned. The Moody Blues, I'm stunned. I really am stunned. They're going to get in. They're going to get in. It just shows you how good you are. If you get in on the first or second year of eligibility, that's a rock star, like Bruce Springsteen, you know, the Beatles. If it takes a while to get in, like Traffic, you know, it takes a little, when you're eligible, but it takes maybe 15 more, 20 years, then they're just giving you a bone. That's my opinion, you know. But Yes, we'll get in, the Moody Blues, they'll get in eventually.
They don't even have, I know it sounds crazy because it's the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, but country people have gone into this Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And one of the great country artists, Dolly Parton, is not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah, that's surprising too. And I'll notice another thing, how about Bachman Channel Overdrive? Are they in?
No, they'd never get in.
No, never they get in. Cheap Trick, why not?
They're not more of a... I don't think that they'll ever get it up. They're not. They were good, but they don't have that massive appeal. They don't have that massive.
Some
that,
people,
deep,
I don't know, deep, but Deep Purple. But Deep Purple has a massive. I mean, they're
yeah,
not
but
deep.
Deep Purple with Richie Blackmore and Cheap Trick. These people not only huge here in the States, they're bigger in the foreign countries, in Japan, in all those places where Bachman, I don't even think they know where they are, you know. But Cheap Trick got their big break as Live at Budokan. That was their big break.
Yeah.
You know, in Deep Purple. So they're huge in the other arts.
I think it's kind of broad, but if you think about all the musicians in the history of the world, people who have won hits and stuff like that, maybe it isn't so broad. I don't know. I don't have any problem with these people getting in. If that's the criteria, you know, letting non-rock and roll people get in. But I think, like you said, yes, and Moody Blues should get it. So that's our Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. All right, brother, let's give me a number out, 619-393-6728. Brother, spin the wheel here. We had the Walking Dead finale last Sunday. We have the women's basketball you wanted to talk about, and we may get all of them in, and then there's Knicks and Rangers. Spin the wheels. Where do you want to start?
Okay, first I'm going to say you got to give congrats to this. We don't talk much about this, but women's basketball, this Connecticut team, who won four straight championships now, and something like 70, I don't care what sport you're in, 74, 75 straight wins. It's incredible. I know a lot of people are saying that this Connecticut team is ruining women's basketball. I don't agree. I mean, I think the only reason why people do watch is to see if they're ever going to lose. So, hats off to the Connecticut basketball team, the women's basketball team there, for winning four straight national championships.
And I agree. I don't watch women's basketball. And I think a lot of people who do watch it, people I listen to, like on sports, you know, on sports TV or listen on sports radio, they don't say it ruins the sport. That's an accomplishment. I mean, when you win four straight, and this guy, the coach has got me, I mean, that is not easy to do. Okay? It's not easy to do, to win one, two, three, four, in any sport. People, you know, there are other good athletes out there. So I think it's an amazing accomplishment for them. I don't watch the sport, but I still think I'm with you, brother. I think it's an amazing accomplishment, what they did. All right, brother, move around here. You got The Walking Dead, and then you want to maybe talk a little Knicks Rangers. Spin the wheel. Where you want to go?
Okay, since here we're talking about the sports, first of all, I mean, the Knicks, get rid of the team. Get rid of the owner. Get rid of everybody. If they're going to make Kurt Rambis the coach of next year, enough, please. Fire everybody. Sell the freaking team. Dolans, do me a favor, okay? You got a great coach out there. This is New York. Go out there and get Thibodeau. Somebody has a little respect. I mean, it's a joke with this Knicks team. I mean, mistake after mistake after mistake. Enough. Enough. I mean, you got to be kidding me when I heard they're going to take the interim tag off Kurt Rambis, who's like 20-100 winning percentage. I mean, really? Stop with this freaking triangle. I'm going to have the triangle. You know what I mean, bro? The only reason why the Rangers are more and more successful, they're not really one winning since, you know, since 1940, but at least they make it in the playoffs and give you a shot, is because Dolan doesn't even know he owns the Ranger team. He's strictly with the Knicks, and he's kind of hands-off on the Rangers. But enough is enough with these with the Knicks. I mean, you can't take it anymore.
Brother, I gave up on that team a long time ago. Though I am a Knicks fan, you know, I am a bandwagon New York fan. I always tell you that. I don't go from the Knicks to a different outside team like the Steelers, Frank, or you know, like the Cowboys. But anyway, it is a disaster. So Jackson came in. This should be his third year coming up. This is his second. I don't see anything going on. I mean, give it to Patrick Ewing then. I don't even know anymore. I don't even know if the coach makes a difference. He's not going anywhere, Dolan. People criticized him. He did hire Phil Jackson. I mean, he did get out. I mean, I haven't heard too much of Dolan, unless it's behind the scenes. But this is Phil Jackson who wants Rambis. So, and we wanted Phil Jackson. So, I don't know. Did Phil Jackson take the money? And now he's going to go back to L.A.? Now they want to get the Toronto GM? I mean, brother, I told you this. There's no hope for the Knicks. There's nothing. And basketball to me is boring. There's four teams that can win the championship. Hockey is wide open for me. Hockey wide open. So I think it favors four or five teams if you want. But I'm with you, brother. The Knicks are a disaster.
And I got to, as I say, hats off to the Rangers. We're going back to the playoffs. I mean, this team is unbelievable. Like, for instance, today, I mean, you're up 3-1. With a minute and something to go, and then it's 3-2, and then the two penalties, they're shorthanded, it's 6-3. I mean, it's just, it's unbelievable, this team. How you want to put your hair out, you know what I mean, when you watch them. But their last few years, they were going in as one of the favorites. This time they're not, so maybe they'll surprise us and go on a run. Let's hope so, and let's read them on, and then let's go Rangers.
But I'm with you. This is the team I'm rooting for more than any other team right now. Like I said, I can't concentrate on all these teams, and the Rangers have been the one for the last 3 or 4 years for me. You know hockey better than I do. I love all these fans that say, oh, we're glad we lost to the Islanders. Listen, this other thing I want to get off my chest. You lose 4 straight to the Islanders and 7 out of 8. That's not that coincidence, brother. That's a better team than you. You lose 7 out of 8, okay? You lose to the Islanders again, okay? But these people say, oh, they're tanking. We want to play Florida. And you told me, you don't know you told me this. You don't understand the mentality of a professional athlete. If you want to choke or tank, maybe in tennis you can do that by yourself. You're not going to get everybody on board to tank. But everyone says, oh, we want Florida. We want Florida. We want Florida. Be careful what you wish for. They're not a bad team, okay? So I don't like the way the Rangers are playing. You're right. Maybe last year they had a lot of confidence. They had number one seed. The Lundqvist was old. The defense looks terrible. Got injuries. I'm aggravated. I don't see anything going forward here, brother. But I'm rooting for them.
Well, let's just hope. You know, it's root them on, and let's see. You know, let's see what happens. Hopefully, they turn it on in the playoffs. That Lundqvist becomes Lundqvist, and we can finally get a cup. You know, otherwise,
I hope so, and I think the Islanders just need. I think that if they tie with us, they get to the jump off of us. I gotta play Florida and Pittsburgh, but if you're gonna be a Stanley Cup team, you don't care who the frick you play. Okay, if you're gonna be the best, you play anybody. Okay, you know, the Kings in Chicago don't care who they play. So I hate this crap, but we want Florida. This drives me nuts. All right, but we're getting down to the last few minutes. Let's give a shout out to our favorite show. It's the favorite show of all time, The Walking Dead. This show is freaking amazing. We don't know who got killed. I think just my own thing. I think it was a redheaded guy. So I wish it was Glenn.
Don't say it. Don't say it because people might not watch it. I'll give it away.
All right. But a fantastic, fantastic ending. Someone's going to die on that, I'm telling you. But fantastic, fantastic show.
Yeah, I mean, fantastic show, but I'm aggravated with the directors and the people on that. I wanted an answer. I mean, you made me sweat out here for 40 minutes back and forth with this show, and then you don't give me an answer,
mm-hmm.
So now I got to wait all the way to October. I mean, I could take it. I was ready to go
get the
director.
That's the first time, brother. Brother, that's the first time I think they've done that, because Shane got killed at the end of the season, Herschel got killed, I mean, Laurie, the blonde girl. I mean, a lot of times they got killed in the season. I think this is one of the first time we don't know. Is that true? I think.
Yeah, but they did that stupid thing with Glenn, too. You know what I mean? They let you guessing on Glenn. And, you know, now they're stretching a little. Now they're making you guess on this thing. People going, it's getting so bad. It's people saying, well, you know those two guys who captured Morgan and trying to save Carol? Maybe they took them there. I said, they can't do that. They weren't there. At the scene. They cannot bring them over there and make one of them go. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to give it away.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but they couldn't do that where those two guys picked them up and then took them over there, right? That can't happen.
No, I don't think that happened. I think it's somebody on the ground that died. You know, not giving
they
it away.
It
people
should,
who are on the ground.
Yeah, they think it said it's got like an original member because everybody was shook up. So they think it's going to be an original.
Oh.
The ones.
Yeah, real quick, because we're getting out of time here. If you watch The Talking Dead, and I'm not giving any away because I don't know anything, but the guy said who's the executive producer, Scott Gimple, he said, we are going to have to work hard to justify this killing, and we will do it. So it can't be the gay guy. It's got to be somebody important. But the way he said, we have to justify this killing, and we will do it. So, all right, brother, we'll get down to the end here. Let's get our final thoughts.
All right, first, once again, happy birthday to our sister there in Arizona, Camille. Her birthday was yesterday, so I wish happy birthday. Well, thanks for everybody for listening, and wherever you're listening. Tell your friends about the show, you know, get on board. MG there, great job, and adios muchachos, and everybody. Take care easy.
All right, I'll piggyback off that. Happy birthday, again, a belated birthday, though we did wish her last week on the show, our sister Camille. Her birthday was yesterday, so we do want to wish her a happy birthday. Hope she had a good one. We will be back next week. I want to say this real quick because I have lots of time. My New York friends and family. Frank McGann, Dave Manuel, please, in 2 weeks, less than 2 weeks, vote Trump. No more of this corrupt all talk. No action politicians. He ain't perfect, Trump. And he says a lot of things, but he's getting somebody outside of politics, outside of Washington in there. And let's get Donald Trump. Let's get a businessman in there to get this country back because it's going down real quick. Okay? So I forgot to say that, and I'm glad I had a little extra time to say it. Anyway, join us next week. Tell your friends about us. Listen on demand. You can do that. And we want you to join us on the show live, though, so do that next week. So for GG, this is NG. Thanks for listening. Good night, America.
About the women, the booze that I've been drinking, days that I've been spinning, something is missing from my experience. I've been living life in a hotel, high rise and low rise. Something's missing from my experience.